35 years ago, this week, a significant event in Australian space history happened. To understand this event, we need to go back to the 1960s. It was then that the first communication satellites were launched. Names like Telstar, Syncom, and Intelsat became known in most households. For the first time, Australians were able to see live on their television news and sporting events from around the world. We were even able to see live television from the moon. During the 1970s, it became increasingly obvious that satellites could also bring benefits across our sparsely populated continent. Eventually, in 1979 October, the federal government announced its decision, in principle, to establish an Australian communications satellite system. On 1981 November the 6th, a company called AusSat Proprietary Limited was incorporated. This company was wholly owned by the Commonwealth of Australia. Its primary objective was to carry on a business of operating a national telecommunications system for Australia by the use of satellites. Which brings us to this week's 35th anniversary. On 1982, June the 25th, contracts were signed in Canberra with the United States company Hughes Communications International. They were for the supply by Hughes for three identical satellites. The contracts called for 30% of the space segment contract value to be placed with Australian firms. Furthermore, the contracts required Hughes to provide high technology transfer to Australia. The concept behind these clauses was to build Australian expertise so that in future we would be able to build our own satellites. The satellites were eventually built, although Hughes struggled to find any Australians able to supply parts for them. It was on 1985, August the 27th, that the first satellite, AusSat A1, was launched.
At that stage, the Australian tourists at the Cape were relieved and happy. AusSat was finally airborne. But that wasn't the end of our satellite's troubles. About 5 hours into the mission, AusSat developed a rare malfunction with its sun shields, and it was decided our satellite had to be deployed 18 hours early.
Okay, you should have a picture now. I'm seeing the spin up.
And we've got good downlink.
When AusSat was finally up, out, and spinning into space, it was a relieved Dr. Gordon Pike, who'd spent a few hours with a multi-million dollar worry.
To know that the satellite is 100% healthy, it's going to take what's called the in-orbit testing phase. And this is an already scheduled phase that takes around about 3 weeks. It should be finished late September.
So how's the thing now? How's AusSat now? Is it proceeding according to schedule?
Absolutely beautiful. Right down the middle at the moment. We love it.
An ABC News report of the launch of AusSat A1. That satellite went into service on 1985, October the 1st. Before that, the public had to be made aware of the satellites. Here is an informational feature designed to introduce rural audiences to what services they could expect AusSat to provide.
13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have a go for main engine start, and we have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, ABC Radio National. It's 6:30.
ABC National News.
AusSat 1 is working perfectly tonight in its preliminary orbit after coming close to being a write-off. A malfunction aboard the shuttle Discovery threatened to lock the satellite in the spacecraft's cargo bay. Paul Lockyer was in Cape Canaveral.
Radio and television, which we take for granted in the city, is about to spread to the outback. What do we have to do here on the ground to receive the signals from out in space? And what exactly will be in those signals that our new satellite beams down from above? The ABC will be broadcasting television from the satellite and also three radio services. Eventually, there'll be a commercial television satellite service too. All these services will be beamed down to four separate areas called footprints.
6 WF Perth. It's 4:15.
Nostalgia. In the central footprint, the ABC will provide a Northern Territory and South Australia service.
7 on Adelaide's 5 a.m.
4QR Newsday with John Woods in Brisbane. It's 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Victoria and Tasmania will share a footprint with New South Wales.
Eastern time is 6 minutes past 6.
Of the three ABC satellite radio services, one will be ABC Radio National, as currently transmitted in your capital city.
This is PM. Good evening from Paul Murphy. After weeks of speculation and confidential talks between the government and the union movement, a 3.8% wage rise for Australian workers...
The satellite will also provide the National FM stereo radio service, the same as the one provided in your capital city. FM concentrates on the performing arts. The third radio service will be a new state-based regional satellite service featuring news, information, sport and music.
There'll be more news in 1 hour. You're listening to Morning Extra, broadcasting to country areas of New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. The time, 4 minutes past 10 o'clock.
At midnight, the service will switch to rock music till dawn. The fourth ABC satellite service is television. This television service will be the same as the service currently transmitted throughout your state.
Good evening. Welcome to the Queensland National.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And a typical spring day for Western Australia, generally.
It made news in South Australia today.
And in New South Wales today, mostly dry.
The benefits of these new ABC satellite services are not just for those who live in the outback. Those of us who live in the city, in areas where the reception's terrible, will be able to enjoy perfect direct satellite television and radio reception. And those of us living in country areas where there is already ABC television and usually one ABC radio station, will be able to add all three ABC satellite radio services, as well as perfect satellite TV reception. It's the people who've never received radio and television before, people who live further away from anywhere than anywhere else, who will experience the most dramatic change with the new satellite.
Well, we'd like to see what the city people say.
Say.
Otherwise, the... smell the gum leaves on you when you do go to the city. Real bushy. You know, half Australia could be blown up before we knew about it.
Whether you live in the outback or a city suburb, if you want to receive the ABC satellite services, you'll need the same basic equipment. It's simple, but not that simple.
When we buy this, what are we going to get? We're going to get a white dish, a black box.
You're going to get a white dish with a low noise converter on the dish. This is connected to the satellite receiver, which you're calling the black box.
Yes.
To that, you connect your television set.
Yes.
And your hi-fi set. The major installation is a 2-inch post in the ground.
Thanks to space technology, 1985 will see the dawn of a new era in Australian communication. There are a number of ways to configure your satellite receiving system to suit your individual needs. If you live in a community, it may be cheaper not to install individual receivers, but instead get together and install a community receiving system. One satellite receiver can provide only one radio and one television channel at a time. So if you wish to retransmit more services than one television channel, you may need extra satellite receivers and extra transmitters. But remember, some future teletext services will not operate when television is retransmitted. Next year, the ABC will be using 2 OSAT satellites to get its services to all areas or footprints. And these footprints will overlap, so you may have a choice of ABC services. If these services come from different satellites, you'll have to choose which one you will point your dish toward.
In situations elsewhere in Australia where pointing ability is needed, we will supply dishes that can be quickly repointed. And I think as time goes on, they may become remotely controlled.
For the first few months, the ABC will be testing the new OSAT system and will continue to broadcast the 2 original Eastern and Western satellite services. But in early 1986, the new state-based programming will begin in correct local time.
Tape relay.
So there you have it. ABC Satellite Entertainment is here. All we have to do is make a few carefully considered choices and enjoy.
A second satellite, OSSAT A2, was launched in 1985, November the 27th, and entered service on 1986, January the 1st. Once the television relay service via OSSAT was up and running, this is how television audiences were reminded that their programs were coming via satellite.
This is ABC Television, coming to you via domestic satellite throughout Australia.
Although the initial contract called for Hughes to deliver three identical satellites, that was modified to make changes to the third satellite. This allowed OSSAT A3 to deliver services to New Zealand. OSSAT A3 was launched on 1987, September the 16th. Now, although the OSSAT satellites earned their keep by distributing ABC and commercial television and radio around Australia, the satellites did have other minor uses. Amateur television groups were able to use OSSAT to relay their test broadcasts around Australia.
This is VK2TVG, originating from Lane Cove in Sydney, transmitting jointly through VK2RTV, channel 35, on 579.25 MHz vision and 584.75 MHz sound, and through OSSAT 2, transponder 5, on a southeast Australian beam, to known outputs in Sydney, Brisbane, Gosford, Orange, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Perth. This is VK2TVG. VK2TVG, the Gladesville Amateur Radio Club Television. This is VK2TVG Sydney, with the test transmission this evening via OSSAT 2 to South East Australia and Perth. This test transmission is being relayed through several ATV repeaters throughout Australia. This is VK2TVG.
So there we have it. 35 years ago this week, Australia took the plunge and contracted to enter the communications space age with its own domestic satellites.